Hello and welcome to Argue the Toss at GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm John Breeden.
And together we're arguing the toss about
things that really, really matter in gaming.
Indeed. So, this week is Gamescom week over in Cologne in Germany. Unfortunately, we couldn't be at the show, but we've had our eye on all the big announcements and what's going on, and we thought we'd pick out some of our highlights of the show so far.
Absolutely. And Shella, I think it's been interesting. I think just to start the show off, I think it's interesting to note that Gamescom has really grown up. I mean, really, really fast. It's
yeah.
I don't know if it's as big as E3, but it's certainly a huge freaking show.
Yeah, I think, well, in terms of the number of people they get through the doors, it's significantly bigger, mm-hmm. but it is open to the public as well. But yeah, I think in the past few years, I think E3's upped its game a little bit, and it might be as a result of pressure from Gamescom, because I think Gamescom was kind of running away with it a bit. Mm-hmm. That's the feeling I had. I was more interested in Gamescom. But this year, I think E3 really did a good show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I thought it was good. And the other interesting thing to note about Gamescom is because of some sort of snafu this year with moving the dates around, Sony ended up not showing up at Gamescom. So so as far as major press conferences, Microsoft kind of had the show to itself. So
yeah, it really did. It was the Microsoft show.
Well, they had an opportunity to either really shine or really shoot themselves in the foot, and I think you and I both agree they really shined.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they had a really strong show. They've got lots of exclusives that are coming out this side of Christmas, mm-hmm. which Sony don't have. So yeah, I mean, if I only had, £350 to spend or something, and I wanted to play stuff this year, then, you know, the Xbox would be the one to go for, really.
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting that they, some of their stuff, like, some of the stuff they had mentioned at E3, but they, like, Scalebound was the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, at E3, I mean, you didn't even know if there was actually a dragon in the game or not.
If they just threw that in to make it look pretty.
Yeah, it was like, what? Okay, so then, and then here at Gamescom, they really showed off, and they've got four-player co-op, and now that...
Yeah, that was
true. Oh, I was just saying, it looks like, I mean, it looks like a game that I'd like to play, you know? I mean, that was pretty cool of them to hold back some of that news and to actually give us a really good details of what looks to be a fascinating game.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a nice kind of... It looks like an action JRPG. Mm-hmm. Even though they didn't call it a JRPG, it just had that kind of feel to me. So, yeah, it was nice, and it had the sort of kind of wisecracking kid and all that kind of thing. And, yeah, it just reminded me of Avatar.
Oh.
A cocky kid on the back of a dragon. But what's not to like? Like, you're riding a dragon and you can turn into a half dragon, half man thing.
Yeah, it looked really cool. I mean, I love action RPGs. I mean, I guess I like deep role playing RPGs better, but action RPGs are a good second. And yeah, I thought that looked like a really good one. That's one that's not coming out for a year though, right? That's the one that's 2016-ing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, just checking my date. Yeah, I'm not sure actually. Yeah. Holiday 2016.
Yeah, Holiday 2016. Yeah. Well, that's okay. It'll be competing with some of those Sony games that we're not seeing until Holiday of 2016.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And then Quantum Break. They showed quite a lot of Quantum Break as well at the Microsoft show, mm-hmm. which looks really nice. You know, they've pulled out some... I didn't know about who the actors were in the game before that. I don't know if that was a reveal or not. I'm not sure. But, Dominic Monaghan from, I guess we know him from Lost and the Lord of the Rings films. Mm-hmm. And then Sean Ashley or something, what's his name? Sean, can't remember. Well, he's called Sean and he's the guy from the X-Men.
Did that one get a release date too? Because I remember, like, a couple years ago, didn't we have a trailer for it? Like, like this is going to come out one day type of thing?
Oh yeah, we did. What the? Oh yeah, 5th of April, 2016.
Yeah, well, no, well, at least we don't have to wait till Christmas next year.
No, that's spring. That's unusual, such a big release in the spring.
Yeah, and I know you that's the game you do some sort of time traveling in it, right? Or reversing time or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's like time freezes. When you watched the footage on at the press conference, it was basically his brother has developed a time machine, which is kind of messed up time, which means it's stuttering and kind of freezes. But the character you play is the only person it doesn't affect. We're not sure why. And so yeah, it's kind of like a 3D bullet time kind of thing, because you can like walk around people, and yeah, it looks like, I guess they just add numbers to the foes, because wouldn't that make you almost unkillable if like they get frozen, you can walk around them and just like punch them in
Or
the throat.
dress them like a clown or something.
Yeah, exactly. Sit them down for a little tea party.
You could have a lot of fun with that. Of all the different superpowers, I think the ability to stop time would be the most awesome one. Because
Yeah,
there,
pretty cool.
you'd theoretically be invincible. I mean, you could just walk into the bank
Yeah,
and take as much money as you wanted, and then, you know.
that's it. Because that's what I was thinking as I watched the trailer. I was like, but surely isn't that, there must be some sort of balance, otherwise he's going to be, yeah, invincible.
Well, I mean,
But I
like you
just
were
back
playing Life is
to
Strange. I mean, you know, where she kept getting nosebleeds and stuff. I assume that
yeah.
was kind of a negative aspect of it.
Yeah, the kind of limit, the limits of the
There
power.
is an old Twilight Zone from, I think it was the remake of the Twilight Zones in the 80s, where this woman had the ability to stop time, but it turned out she was pulling, when she stopped time, she was pulling from this hour that the Pope messed up the calendar or something, and so she was pulling from this lost hour, and basically when the lost hour is up, the world would end. And of course she didn't know this until close to the end. And then there's like this big nuclear war, and then she stops time at the last second, but like she goes outside and there's all these like missiles hanging like 6 inches off the ground and stuff. So she's pretty much stuck there unless she wants to. I don't know if there'll be something like that or not, but you're right, in a game there has to be some sort of consequence or something.
So, yeah, we'll see. And then, of course, there's the TV show aspect to it, which I'm really not sure about that, but yeah, we'll see. Was there anything else at Microsoft that you particularly, I mean, there was lots of stuff, but I think those are the two that really stood out for me. The Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I mean, I think Crackdown. I know it's not.
Oh, yes, Crackdown looks gorgeous,
Yeah,
doesn't
I
it?
know it's not your kind of game, but the whole thing about the destructive world, about how you can
Oh my God, yeah, it looks
increase the power
amazing.
of your Xbox by, you know, connecting into
Yeah.
the cloud, and then
Wow.
having that. They almost showed it. They presented it as destruction, as like an art form almost, you know.
Yeah, it was. I'd forgotten about Crackdown. It looks
Well, I mean,
gorgeous. Yeah.
Crackdown, I mean, it's a weird game because its history is like, you know, its history is just goes back to the arcade, you know, and it's like a weird little game, but yeah, it's certainly morphed into something much different these days.
Yeah, just really stylish. Okay, so should we move on to
Yeah,
EA? EA's
absolutely.
standout for me on that one was, well, there was no Mass Effect, which was a bit disappointing, a lot disappointing. But Mirror's Edge Catalyst, I don't know if you took a look at the trailer for that, but that looked really nice, I thought.
I love Mirror's Edge. It's one of those games that I mean, I don't have trouble playing too many games, but I have trouble playing that one just because the heights and stuff. It's just a bit too real for me. I have this fear of falling, so that's like that entire game.
Yeah. Oh my God. You'd just be having palpitations the whole
I
time.
just know I'm gonna miss the friggin' jump, you know? I just
Oh
know
no.
it.
So that's like me playing a horror game then. You'd just be like
Yep.
frozen with
Yeah,
fear.
I'll let one of you guys review that one when it's out. But it does look fantastic.
Yeah, it does. It looks really nice. It plays really smoothly by the looks of, what we got to see. And Faith is just such a cool-looking character. She must be one of the coolest female games characters. She's just like all edgy, and she hasn't got a gun. There's no cleavage. She's kind of androgynous, and she's just in her trainers. She's just cool. I like her a
It'll
lot.
be interesting to see if she catches on as like a major video game trope, if like a Lara Croft type of. I mean, I guess no one will be like Lara Croft, but something like that, because.
I think people do like her as a character just because she does look super cool. Was there anything else at EA that you particularly?
I mean, I mostly kind of just skim the EA stuff, but
Yeah.
I mean, Mirror's Edge was what I was going to bring up too.
Yeah.
So I think that
Yeah.
if we both gravitated on that, then that was kind of the thing. I mean,
Yeah, that's probably the
to tell
highlight.
you the absolute truth, I watched EA all the way through because I wanted to learn more about Mass Effect, and and there was nothing. Like, what the hell, guys?
Yeah. And then so Square Enix, they
Well, the Final
did
Fantasy stuff looks amazing.
yeah, it does. I just love it for the cars. The world looks really cool. I want to play in that world. I'm just not sure I want to play a Final Fantasy game in it. But I haven't played a Final Fantasy game for a long time. I think they've changed quite a bit because Billy's kind of he turned off the Final Fantasy games, which makes me suggest to me that maybe I might like them now because, he's hardcore JRPG, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the last Final Fantasy I played was when they introduced Lightning and all those the current group of characters, and it was pretty cool at first. But after a while, it got into that whole you eventually got to this planet, and then it was just the same. You see the monsters in the distance, and if you happen to bump into one, then it goes to the tactical screen, and it got too much of a grind for me. But it was beautiful and everything, and I enjoyed it for maybe 15 hours before I got bored with it. So, I mean, that's pretty good, I guess.
There's one thing you can rely on from Square is a gorgeous looking Final Fantasy trailer.
And how
And
about the those trailers with just the emotion and stuff they put into
then I know
it?
it's like you're crying in the rain for so long. The only thing that would have made it better if he was on a horse or something. But yeah. And then what did you think of the Assassin's Creed Syndicate trailer? He's just got time to quickly slip that in before
I
we.
think Assassin's Creed Syndicate looks beautiful. I like most people, the Assassin's Creed that I really liked was the one with the pirates recently. Didn't really like the Paris Revolution one, the
No.
Les Mis version of it.
Yeah.
But I think that I mean, this one looks cool. So it got a steampunk theme. And I like anything with guns in it, so that's cool.
The opposite for me.
Yeah,
But
I know.
I like it's going to be fun running around London, my hometown.
Cool.
There's a female and a male protagonist who seem to play side by side in some kind of way. Yeah, I'm not sure how that works, and I'm guessing they'll have different skill sets and different ways of playing, which should be cool. And it looks, I mean, it looks really crisp. Loads of detail in the graphics and stuff. There was lots of shiny and sort of textures.
No, I really like. I think it's gonna be a good one. I wonder if the Assassin's Creed game. I wonder if it'll turn out like the Star Trek movies, where it's like the odd numbered ones suck and the even numbered ones or whatever, something like that, where it comes out. And yeah, I don't know, because they have really good ones, and then they have really ones that are like, eh. So this looks like it's shaping up to be a good one.
I hope so. Fingers crossed they do London proud.
You'll know.
Exactly. And I'll let you know. I think that's all we have time for, unless, that's pretty much it. That's our highlights show
Well, no
for
worries.
Phaser.
Gamescom was pretty cool. I just want to mention everything that we mentioned is posted at GIN, so check it out. We got most of the press conferences and the trailers and things like that. So come by GameInsider.com and check it all out.
Yep, and until next time when we'll be doing some more arguing. Although we didn't do any arguing
We
today, so thank
never
you.
argue, Shella. I'm the
No,
worst guest
ever.
for you if you're looking for an arguer.
See you next time.
See ya.
Thank you.